This is 15 Minutes of Misery.
England swings like a pendulum do. Bobby's own bicycles two by two. Westminster Abbey, the Tower of Big Ben, the rosy red cheeks of the little children.
Hello, I'm Sean Locke, and here we are in the beautiful heart of Rosy Red England. Flat 70, Elderbury House, Major Estate, Woodland Avenue. Right in the middle of...
London!
Yes, home to the famous Bugger King. A complex... complex listening device built by me and my plumber, Hot Bob. He used to be called Shit Hot Bob. But Yellow Pages wouldn't print his adverts.
Sean, originally I was in partnership with Clive, but he was very unreliable. He was a singer in a Bon Jovi cover band. So I was just...
Quickly, Cam, Bob, quickly, speed it up.
I didn't really stand out with the emergency plumbing.
That'll do. Whilst installing central heating throughout the block, he had microphones in every flat, so I only have to press a number on the Bugger King and I can listen into any flat I want. It sounds a bit pervy, but it's not. Flat 36.
Oh, bloody law, oh.
Oh, what's wrong, dear?
Three spread rolls, they're too crusty, oh. Oh, I cut my mouth.
Oh, dear, I only bought them this morning.
Oh, that baker's a maniac.
My granddad always used to say, it's a crazy topsy-turvy up and down world. Oh, what a character. And that was on his deathbed. My auntie, right, every night, she puts a glass of sherry and a mince pie by the fireplace in case Tony Blair comes down the chimney. Madness. Sometimes, though, I feel that words cannot describe the... nature of everyday life. The eternal... of the human condition. Cannot be captured by words alone. Other... terms need to be used other than vocabulary to put across the nature of our very predicament. I've had a crazy week. On Monday, I taught my dog the skateboard. I haven't seen him since. And this morning, I got a letter from Oxfam showing me a photograph of all the people that would die if I didn't send them any money. That's illegal, isn't it? And then my neighbour comes round, asks me to read the instructions on his cup of soup. He's not illiterate, just very, very cautious. You know that Delia Smith? I reckon she's a witch. Oh, I followed her recipe for Christmas pudding and summoned up the devil. He's quite a nice bloke, actually. Yeah. Keeps bats. And we're him round for Christmas dinner. He was on his own Christmas, you know. And I gave him some slippers because his hooves were tearing up the carpet. Oh, we had a lovely day. He did get a bit melancholic in the evening. I remember it was doing a lull in charades. My grandma's trying to do Seven Brides, Seven Brothers. It takes hours. And he was... The devil was slumped in an armchair, like, paper hat over his eyes. Like, and he said, I'll tell you something, Sean. I don't like people. I don't like men. I don't like women. I don't like children. But I like you. I said, yeah, hand me vodka.
Yeah.
Let's try another flat, 33.
Byron!
Yes, Mum?
Come away from the window. Have you been growing again?
No.
Get the tape measure.
I can't help it, Mum. Anyway, the doctor said I was normal.
What does he know about normal? He only meets sick people.
I don't believe it. I just got a letter from Help the Aged. Apparently, a load of old people are going to freeze to death unless I do something about it. Who do they think I am? Bruce Willis?
Sure, do you know that ransom money you're going to send to Oxfam?
Yeah.
Can I have it?
Oh, people die if they don't get that money.
Yeah, but the phone bell's gone in me van.
You're breaking my heart. Here you go, Bob. 1p, 2p, 3p, 4p, 5p, 6p, 7p, 8p, 9p, £1.40, £1.82p, £6p, 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 £6
So, does everyone understand? Dave, your getaway.
All right.
Vinny, your lookout. It's the coppers, not birds. So, me and Tony go in and grab the cash.
Right.
We ditch the shooters, then we come back here. Then we divide up the cash and start handing it out to the poor.
What? Oh, what?
Bollocks.
All right, grab the M1, hand it out to the poor people in Nottingham.
You do what you want, I'm going to Spain.
Okay. How about we just put on a medieval fair in Nottingham with archery contests, cider, dancing bears, and those pies filled with starlings?
No.
All right, what about this? We keep all the money, but after the job, we spend a few days in the woods in these costumes. What say you, Brandon?
I often feel like the main character in a film. I remember after Digby the Giant Dog, I was licking policemen, chasing buses. I really felt like a massive dog. I wonder if Kevin Costner gave the profits of Robin Hood to the poor.
I care about the poor. What about me? I'm skint.
Go and do a bit of plumbing.
Well, I can't. I've lost my tools.
I've got it, Bob. What you do is get a tan, go to America, get in one of those big films. They get paid a fortune, those actors.
Yeah?
All you have to do is pretend to be someone else.
Oh, well, that's easy. Last Christmas, I put on a red costume and a beard and pretended to be Roger Whittaker. Now, fooled everyone. Another time, right? Wait, I borrowed my mate's travel card, went right across London, no one suspected of me. Actually, I am quite artistic. Sometimes I catch myself admiring cushions or reading the film reviews in the Sun. Here, I saw that Macaulay Culkin once. He's tiny. They all are. Imagine leaving a kid on his own. Like that.
Flat 68.
Yeah, look at that Noel Edmonds, great namby, running around in his new jacket. Mad an idiot. Got a staircase in his house, doesn't go anywhere. I mean, what's the point in that? Busted his hair too much, that's his problem. Look at him, one hand in his pocket. Oh, look, an old friend has come to visit him. Bill Collins in his jeans.
Granddad?
I bet they throw that sofa out after the show.
Granddad!
What?
Why are you so miserable?
Because I only slept with four women my whole life. It's not enough!
Ah, regrets. I've had a few, but then again, I'm quite clumsy. Edith Piaf, she didn't regret much, did she? Well, she didn't regret anything, which is unusual for an alcoholic, ex-prostitute, heartbroken, jazz-singing heroin addict. I mean, she must have regretted something, like never trying devil worship or glue. But if she has no regrets, why is she always moaning in her songs, you know? Oh, why me? He's gone. They've done it again. Who put that there? Where's my keys? Is it hot in here, is it me? I think she was just very arrogant, you know, thought she never made mistakes. If I'd been around when she was alive, I'd have followed her about, waited for her to do something stupid, and then pounced on her. Like she runs a bath, forgets to put the cold water in. I bet you'll get that, Edith. No, I love it. Put the kettle on, it's not hot enough. I'm freezing. Oh, Darren, not again. Look, you get a mug, you tear open the packet, you pour the powder in the mug, that's it. Cup of soup. Soup in a cup.
It's not that easy. Oh, please help me, I'm hungry.
Hungry?
Yeah, I'm starving.
Right, I'll call the police.
What? No, sorry.
You could do time for this, Dan.
No, look, there's some rolls on the fridge. Don't worry, I'll be fine.
Hello, is that the police? There's hungry youth in my flat. Don't you understand, Darren? Hunger is a crime. And if we're going to live in a civilised society, we have to eradicate hunger. And the cause of hunger is hungry people.
Dodgy, I'll cut my mouth open.
Yes, they are rather crusty, aren't they? They're special rolls from a sadomasochistic bakery in Shoreditch. Can I tempt you with a Pierce Eccles cake?
Byron.
Yes, Mum?
What did Jesus say?
Get off my bed.
And?
Walk!
They've taken Darren away in one of those panda cars. I asked the copper why they're called panda cars. And apparently, they're named after an endangered Chinese bear that eats bamboo leaves. Did you know that the tiger will be extinct in the year 2002? So, don't go in the jungle for another 4 years. It's not safe for them bastards roaming around. They'll ruin a good picnic.
There's one, Byron. Get it, get it. Go on, kill it, kill it.
I've got it, Mum. I've got it.
Is it dead?
I think so.
Good boy. Remember what Jesus said.
Kill the ants.
How now you can make some money, Bob?
Now.
Do the lottery.
Nah, it's just a lottery. Maybe not. Maybe I should change careers. They're crying out for nurses.
Hey, it's a horrible job, going from pub to pub, taking your clothes off, dancing in front of strangers.
Well, what about a doctor then?
You're not qualified.
No, I'll be one of them bogus doctors that hangs around the hospital in a white coat.
They don't get paid, Bob. They're not sort of in it for the money. It's more like they like cutting up strangers.
What am I going to do?
Well, don't worry, mate. Something will turn up. I'm off to court. Darren's trial starts in a bit. I felt a bit guilty about grassing Darren up like that, so I got him a lawyer. Well, she's not really a lawyer. She's a traffic warden, but very ambitious.
Can you hear the case for the defence?
Yes, my lord. My client is insane.
No, I'm not.
Trust me, Darren. I'm a traffic warden.
Well, let's cut your rat off.
Can we hear the case for the prosecution?
We have no need of evidence, my lord. As the court will know, 80% of convicted prisoners smoke roll-ups. If we look in the pockets of the defendant, we will find tobacco and cigarettes. QED, this man is guilty.
I have no option other than to find the defendant.
Stop! You must listen. He's innocent. I have crucial new evidence.
How new?
I aim to prove that Darren is not capable of these crimes by calling a unique character witness. I call the Darren novelty name mug. Your Honour, this cherished mug, sold in gift shops throughout the country, tells us more about Darren than he ever could. It tells of a warm, open person, full of joy and giving. It tells of the indomitable human spirit struggling to maintain dignity in a cruel, selfish world. A man who loves his family, but not too much. I will now read to you from the mug. Darren means friendly, honest and kind. Have a good look, that's what you'll find.
Darren, England swings like a pendulum do. Bobby's on bicycles two by two. Westminster Abbey, the Tower of Big Ben. The rosy red cheeks of the little children.